Welcome to episode
9
of Wow Geekly, a weekly podcast about the World of Warcraft with a streak of geek. This episode was recorded on
Wednesday,
the
6th of November,
2013.
Please
remain as you are and let your auditory receptors give a warm, geekly welcome to your hosts, Asheo and Jeppy.
Hello and welcome to WoW Geekly. I am Asheo, and with me on the other side of the rather large pond is my good mate, Jeppy. Good morning, sir.
It's a heck of a pond.
Big pond,
heck
isn't
of
it?
A pond. Hmm. I don't even know. I guess it's more than a pond, because actually, are you below us? It's fine. I'm trying to picture the globe now.
Okay.
Actually, you're not, are you? I think if we drilled down, we'd hit somewhere stupid like Pacific something.
Yeah, I'm anyway, not sure yeah, where you get to if you went straight through the center. I don't think you'd hit us though.
Because I remember there was a film called The China Syndrome, that if there was a nuclear effect in America that would crack through the Earth's core, it would hit China. I can never work that out because it didn't seem like they were different hemispheres.
That doesn't seem right, does it?
That's probably another level.
But science fiction writers do need to be given somewhat of a bit of a leeway.
I guess they just couldn't be bothered calling it the Brisbane syndrome.
Yeah, doesn't have the same ring. Like doesn't have the same ring.
The Auckland syndrome.
Yeah. The Wagga Wagga syndrome.
Yeah, doesn't sell as much as the China syndrome.
Nah, well, good luck to them.
Definitely.
So this is episode 9. Look at that.
Number 9.
What's that from? I did mean to look it up and forgot.
That is possibly the only Beatles track that I can't listen to. Number 9. It's Revolution 9 that was appeared on the White Album. And it was this really ridiculously esoteric track that John Lennon managed to squeeze in thanks to the influence of Yoko Ono. And it completely ruins the entire album. And I have no idea why. And actually, I think that was probably the beginnings of the end for the Beatles. So,
Yeah, it takes a genius more like Freddie Mercury to stick in some weird ass music and really make it happen, make it work.
Well, Freddie Mercury was a genius.
Was a genius. Miss Freddie. But the number 9, what's special about the number 9, mate?
Well, it's funny. Any favorites? It's funny that you started off with the number 9, because 9 was very significant. And I also should point out that there'll be no more monarchs, because in English and UK history, we never got further than 8, which was Edward and Henry.
Oh, really?
We've never had a 9. Not like the bleeding French. I think they're like a 17 or an 18 or something stupid. Or popes. And Lord knows I'm not going to be talking about popes in French. Crazy. But number 9 was very significant to John Lennon. I mean, apart from the fact that he called that particular awful song Revolution 9, he also had number 9 Dream, which was actually quite a good song. And he lived at number 9 Newcastle Road in Wavertree, Liverpool. Supposedly he said this as well. And I'm not going to do the accent, but he said, and you spot the obvious mistake. He said, I lived in number 9 Newcastle Road. I was born on the 9th of October, which is the 9th month. It's just a number that follows me around, but numerologically, apparently I'm a number 6 or 3 or something, but it's all part of 9.
Yes. He's not a big fan of July, so he dropped that one out. And October became the 9th month. Yeah.
But there's also sort of things like the Beatles first appeared on the 9th of February at the Cavern Club, 1961. McCartney and Sutcliffe, the two founding members of the original Beatles, have 9 letters in their words, in their sets. Group's contract with EMI was confirmed on the 9th of May. The Beatles' debut single was on Parlophone R4949. The record debut appearance on Ed Sullivan was on February the 9th. The Beatles disbanded in 1970 after 9 years together. So,
it is. Well, 9 does definitely go with the Beatles then, doesn't it?
It definitely goes with John Lennon. Mm. I mean, leaving aside his understanding or his misunderstanding of the calendar. Yeah.
Leave that aside. Yeah.
But there's loads of this. I mean, that you can look it up on Wikipedia. There's tons and tons of references to number nine in his life.
It's all there.
Yeah, it's all about.
Did he like cats?
Their nine
John
lives.
John Lennon a cat fan? Oh,
don't talk about cats, mate.
No? All right. So what? A cat does have nine lives. I meant to look this up as well. But occurred to me that I have no idea why they say a cat's got nine lives. No ideas on that one?
Well, only in as much as that they seem to survive quite hard falls.
Well, yeah, but that's why.
Have you ever seen a cat go out
a
window?
Why nine? I mean, you know, why don't they say, oh, a cat's got 15 lives then? You know, like, cats fall out the window all the time.
Maybe some bloke in way gone beyond years said, I've thrown that cat out the window 8 times. Let's try again.
Let's try.
And the night, crap, and the night time he went, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they tried that a few times and decided that since that happened time and time again, better say they've got nine lives. If anybody knows the origins of that particular saying, let us know.
I think it's like seven. Nine's kind of like that, isn't it? Feels a bit like...
Nine, to be honest, I'm not a big fan of nine. Nine is like a grating number. It grates against me, and I don't know why. But yeah, not a big fan of nine. Can't tell you why. It's just a feeling.
That's an odd thing. Odd thing not to be a fan of, really.
An odd thing. That's what you did there. That's cool.
Oh, is it odd? Is it a prime number?
No, it's not prime, but it's odd. There's also being on cloud nine. I actually know that one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That one refers to meteorologists actually have a name for a thing called cloud nine, which is actually a cumulonimbus cloud that's like really high. It's something like 10 kilometers up, which is really high for clouds. And so to be on cloud nine is to be extremely elevated and happy and pleased. Way up there.
And a Dandelion song by Temptations, I believe.
True, yes. Haven't heard that one for many a year. We'll slop that in here. I'll leave a cap. There we go. But you'll be happy to know I do have a little bit of math on nine. So it's a bit like the seven. I guess it's a bit like four as well if you flip it around. But if you need to figure out whether a number is divisible by nine, it's a multiple of nine, all you do is add up all the digits. And you keep adding them until you only got one digit. And if that digit is nine, then the original number is a multiple of nine.
Right. Yeah, when you say the digits, you mean the digits make up the entire number?
Yeah, the digits actually make up the number. So say you pick a number like 236. So that's 2 plus 3 is 5, plus 6 is 11. 11 is 1 plus 1 is 2. Well, that's not 9, so that's not divisible by 9.
Yeah, it's one of those, is it?
It's one of those, yeah. I'm not quite sure why that works. But you just keep adding the numbers up until you're down to one digit, and if that digit's 9, then your original number was divisible by 9.
I do remember it being a very easy times table.
Oh, yeah. It's a pretty good times table. especially the first 11. Up to 99, they were particularly easy.
Yeah, then it gets a little bit
tricky around the 11 and 12 mark, and then it gets easy.
Yeah. You're like, oh, God, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the difference...
You've got to squint a bit.
What's changed recently? Your clocks must have gone... Your clocks went back or forward before mine did here in the UK. And I know America just went back last weekend.
Yeah.
And for a long time, since we've been doing this show up until recently, you were 9 hours difference, which was a relatively easy sum to do.
Ah, right.
So just add nine. Yep. Just add nine to it. And then my clocks went back and yours hadn't yet, or something like that. Something had happened that it was 10 for a while. And now, thank goodness it's 11. That's even easier.
Yeah. An hour. Time zones are hard.
stupidly hard.
Yeah.
There's no need.
There's actually a.
I don't see why you can't work at night.
There's actually a I don't know if you call it a bill. There's something on the US government website proposing reducing the number of time zones and eliminating daylight savings in the US, and they're looking for like 100,000 signatures or something to be able to, you know, take it to the next step.
And, well, I was always told that it's something to do with farmers and that they need to get up early and they want a bit of daylight so they can milk their cows.
The reason they actually introduced it was an attempt to save energy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I also heard that it was to do with school kids going to school and getting knocked down by cars. So I don't know. I think it's to do with clock manufacturers.
Yeah, yeah. Because otherwise, you wouldn't have to be able to adjust the time on your clocks if you didn't have to worry about daylight savings. Yeah.
I mean, I saw a tweet that said my clock didn't go back, so I had to go forward 23 hours, and now I feel like I've missed a day. But it's stupid. It's stupid.
It is. It's always. It's good when you get that extra hour sleep, but when you lose the hour sleep, yeah, that's a pain. It's just takes.
See, on a ship, I should tell you this, when you're traveling around the world on a ship, everything works to a thing called Zulu time, which is in fact GMT, regardless of which country your ship happens to come out of, which I think is fantastic and very much a historical, weird thing. But every ship in the world is set to the same time.
So you can be having lunch in the middle of the night.
Well, no, because then there's ship time, which is the time that passengers and so on and so forth. But on a naval ship, it's always Zulu time because there is no night or day. There's no different, you know, if something has to happen at 4 a.m., it happens at 4 a.m. Zulu. There's not a...
Right.
It doesn't matter where in the world you are. You can still set your missiles off. You know, it doesn't... Everybody says, "Oh, well, let's leave it till the morning."
Yeah, fair dinkum. Let's all just cut to the chase and switch to Stardate.
Stardate, yeah. I've never got my head around that. I've tried to watch the old Star Trek episodes, and they'll say a number, and you go, "Well, okay, last week that number." And I don't know.
But they're time travelers. They never play them in chronological order.
They're certainly making some stuff up.
Yeah.
But there's, I've seen, being the internet, there are charts which will break down Stardate for you in some sort of supposedly intelligent fashion.
I'm sure there is. People but anyway, way too much time on their hands.
Hmm. We've How's gone down the nine hole.
In the World of Warcraft been? He says,
don't start.
Cringing and thinking he should probably turn the volume down.
I'm over a lot of the pain, but I will build up to it. I'll build up to it because actually, my week up until toward the end of it was going absolutely fantastically well.
Oh, every time I logged in and had a look, you were in a different zone. You've put on another few levels. You're screaming.
Yeah, I was all over the place. All over the place. I mean, I'd focused, as I've said before, I was focusing on the hunters and the warlocks, and then I was going to come to the druids and the mages last, and then. Chances were, as the levels piled on, I would probably just go down to two toons and a lead toon, like a level 90, and get some of the other levels on. If you see what I mean, there's no need to. Once you're in the position to start giving levels, there's no need to necessarily level the character that's never going to be able to get any or give any.
Sure.
There's a whole chopping back and forth that you have to do. But also you have to go through this process, and I know, and it gets a little bit OCD, but you go through this process where you want to leave every character that's about to receive levels as close to the end of a level as possible. Basically, 0.99 is your ideal.
Yeah.
Because of this whole thing that once you give a level, it doesn't go, say you're at 30.99, if you give a level, it won't move to 31, it'll go to 31.99. So you can then kill something and get 32. So we all know that.
How do you avoid accidentally over XP?
It's a pisser, mate. It's a pisser. And I'll tell you what, it happens a lot. You over XP and you go, okay, well, I'll just go around again. It's like, I don't know if you watch, American Dad? The thing?
I've seen a couple episodes.
Fox. Yeah, not fantastic. Not too bad, a bit funny. But there's an episode this last week where the alien in the television show is trying to, he suddenly realizes he's about to click over on his odometer so he can see all zeros again.
Okay.
And then something distracts him and he misses it.
Oh.
So then he says, I'm going to go around again and do another 100,000 miles. And he misses it again. It's a whole thing. Anyway. But it's like that. It's like you see point nine, and you know that if you kill one more thing, you'll go over.
Yep.
But also that your team, and this is where it comes down to that fantastic aimlessness of trying to keep them all at the same level. Because one may be on 0.99 and one might be on 0.98 because you haven't managed to keep them at the same level. So one can't kill something, but the other one needs to.
Oh, jeez.
I know. But also, and here comes the kicker, you might be able to kill something, but if you weren't getting the triple XP. So you sit there and you think to yourself, well, if I ungroup and I kill that thing, I'll get 0.99. But if I stay grouped, I'll go over. Then this other guy will get, because he's still grouped with the other dude, because it's a three-man chain.
Yep.
He'll still get enough to go to 0.99. You know, it's a whole thing. And what happens is, of course, you get to 0.99 and you get the F out of there as quickly as possible. Like you have to hit your half stone.
Yeah. Because you don't want a discovery ding riding back to town.
Oh, and this happened to me the very first time I hit level 70 on the US servers. Well, maybe it was 80. Actually, it was 80 because I was over in, Bath country. I said to the team that I was running with, Velarchia and all those people over on Boulder Fist, I'll wait until you get here before I ding. And flying on the way to where I was going to meet them, I got a discovery. Ding. It's like, I'm sleeping in the wet patch because I've gone and ding too soon.
Yep.
It's not good. But anyway, there's all that palaver. So what I was trying to do, well, this is the idea, was I was trying to leave all the receiving tunes on 0.99, regardless of however, you know, some were on 42.99, some were on 43.99.
Yep.
And I'd already got one team of hunters beyond 80 and another team, and a team of warlocks. One was at level 80 and the others were on 79.99. Okay?
Yep. I did. I picked up on that.
I know. This is what happened. So you pop on. I'm over in Dalaran. I've halved out of any area where I can get any more XP. And you yell into chat, oh my goodness, Jeppy's got one character at 80 or one character level ahead. Didn't you say something like that?
Shock
and
horror.
Smugly, I went, it's on purpose. Or I planned it.
Yeah.
Plan.
It's in the spreadsheet.
So I've hooked them all up and I go to myself, well, I need to just give that one a level. They're all going to hit 80 in a few seconds. I'm going to get lots of grats. It's going to be fantastic. 79.99. It's going to be 81.99. Oh, I can't give a level. That's weird. I wonder if it's because of add-ons. Okay. Disable all the add-ons. Go back in. No, it doesn't give me, because if you ever give a level, it actually has a drop-down. In the drop-down for you to invite and all the other things that you're able to do when you select a character,
okay.
It says go up level.
Yep.
Wasn't there. And what is also there when you've got Wrath running is the ability in your friends list to be able to transport them to where you are. And there's like a glowing white ball. I looked in it and that's not there.
Ooh.
Suddenly, this cold feeling. I'm thinking to myself, okay, calm down, Chippy. Because I've had it in my head for some time now that my Wrath would run out on the 4th.
4th of November.
4th of November.
That's what you've been telling us all along. 4th of November.
And the reason, and I'll tell you the reason for this, and it seemed to me an incredibly good reason. When I set up a recruit friend chain of characters, the first thing I used to do is give them each a 90-day card. The reason for that being, in the past, before we had the ability to share mounts, in order to get the mount, you had to put in at least 2 months.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So if you gave a 90-day card, you didn't have to wait.
Got it straight away.
You got it straight away. And also, it meant that the term of the recruit friend would last as long as the time did. and you wouldn't have to. And that's exactly kind of what I did. The good fortune was that as I was about to start the recruitment, or just shortly before, and maybe what inspired me to start it was Strumpet gave me a 90-day card, or gave me 90 days of wow. And I thought to myself, that's good. Maybe I should go ahead and do this Recruit Friend now.
Mm.
This was long before we even talked about going to APIC. This was when I wanted a panda monk. So I stick the 90 days on, and that runs out on the 4th of October.
There you go.
Now, so that's it. That's 90
4th
days.
4th of October.
But what suddenly rushed back into my memory as I'm stood on the flight, on the landing pad of Dalaran, is sweating. I left it a couple of days. Because I didn't apply it straight away. Because you can actually link up, what's the name of accounts? What do you call them? Non-paid for accounts. What are they called?
For accounts.
You know, you
trial
can do
accounts.
Trial accounts. There's the word. Well, non-paid for trial. Yeah. So you can look up trial accounts. And when you finally go and attach your, proper serial number for the, battle chest,
mm-hmm.
you may well be 3 or 4 days into your ref because of it actually takes a couple of days.
Oh.
And that's exactly what I did.
Oh.
Now that I remember it now. So I left it a couple of days in order for the trial account to finally get its, its mojo on and be available for me to share bags. Because once a trial account is so limited. And then I applied the 90-day card. Because there's no need to, because you get free 30 days on the other accounts. And that's why. And that is why it wasn't the 4th. The day that my ref ended was the 1st of November. Actually, because of time zones, something we both now hate, it meant that it was actually about the early hours of the 2nd of November. And that is when I actually had hit 80s. I had all the levels I needed and was ever going to do. And then I thought, well, I've already done this now. I was knackered. I'd pushed on, I'd done all this faffing around with the 0.99s. I thought I'll have a little bit of a lie down and come back and do it again. Come back and add all the levels. So actually, I hadn't noticed.
My gut is clenching for you, mate. You must have felt sick.
This has given me some pause. I have to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to put my serious hat on just for a second. I was absolutely distraught. Now, fortunately, having had my tear ducts removed following Gulf War II, I don't actually get to cry very often. But I can't cry. It just fills up and my head explodes. So I would have done.
Yeah.
Because
you would have, you could have.
I was absolutely freaking. And the most annoying thing, of course, is my own fault. This is not an error or a bug. Because first of all, I thought, well, maybe it's a bug. Maybe because they've taken Recruit Friend down. They've also messed around with the ability to give levels and stuff. But I did the math, which I should have done ages ago. And I worked out that 90 days from when the accounts were linked and all that type of thing. It was my own fault. It's pure stupidity. I just had this date in my head. 4th of October. 4th of November. So there you go. Freaking just a month then. 4th of November. And that's the day. And I was gearing towards that. I was going to spend the Sunday giving the levels.
Gee whiz. That's
now.
So, I mean, it seems pretty piss poor to me that Blizzard don't have, because if you stick a time card on your account, you get a warning saying if you're playing, that your time card's about to run out. Why the hell don't they give you a warning that your RAF's running out?
I don't know. I'm not sure what the API mechanics are, because up until they've done all this faffing around, nothing was in-game. It was all outside of game. Mm. Although then again, time cards are kind of outside of game, aren't they? As well, you can't buy time cards in-game.
you get in-game warnings saying you're about to run out of time.
But they also do it via email. I don't know if you've ever had one, but if you've got a subscription thing, you'll get an email saying you've got 3 days.
Yeah.
Now, if I'd had an email 5 days ago saying I would have sorted it out, not probably.
Yeah. Well, that's why I reckon you've got some sort of grounds for.
I just can't face the idea of getting the it's working as intended.
Yeah.
You know, I can't. It's bad enough that I'm telling you and our six listeners that I've gone and done this ridiculous noobish thing. The fact that I then have to admit it to Blizzard themselves and have their entire support team giggle.
Disappointing. Disappointing.
It's just gutting. And this is why I was going to be serious for a moment, because I was so distraught. I swear to goodness, and this may sound like a ridiculous over exaggeration, but I was thinking, sod this, I'm closing this. I'm just going to leave these tunes. I can't even look at them.
Don't want anything to do with them.
Because I foolishly did the math and the meth, as somebody said. Yeah. That you sound like yourself.
I like meth. It's all about the meth.
Meth. And I lost about 380 levels. 380
levels.
Yeah.
And this is kind of news, blues, and views. And I know you don't like salt being rubbed into the wound, but what else did they announce this week, mate?
So, just before the show starts, I think I better go and pop on and see what MMO Champion has to say, because maybe we'll want to discuss it during the show. And top off their page is the information that says, recruit a friend, active until level 85.
Yay!
Okay. That's good. That's good news. That means that having along, this is something that a share called last week.
We predicted. To
see why they would change it.
Fairly easy prediction.
If they were up your level.
But still. Yeah.
Obviously, they haven't yet launched the new recruit friend program. You can't actually recruit anybody at the moment. So I figured, well, you know, that doesn't really affect me because I would be well outside of it by now. Hmm. Oh, no, hang on a second. It then goes on to say, oh, yeah, this has now been in effect since the 1st of November because they've already done the coding that means it goes to 85. So if my math had been good,
yeah.
Then
on the
I would
first,
have had 3 days.
First of November,
up to 85.
You have had the 1st of November to, let's see. That's,
1st, 2nd, 3rd.
85 into 300. You would have. That's painful. That is painful.
It is beyond painful.
I seriously feel your pain.
The thing is, it's almost like it was ordained to happen, because it's like, I think you said it yourself. But you know, think on the bright side. This is a good story to tell on the show. look on the bright side.
Yeah.
A good tale.
Learn from the stupid mistakes of other people.
When I used to listen, because Opinion always missed it.
She'd miss it all the time. Can I? I know you've probably explained this, and the reason's probably really obvious to people that have run RAF, but why do you wait until the very last minute to hand out the levels? Why don't you hand them out as you go?
Well, there's two. Jesus Christ, I'll pass you the salt pot. There's two reasons. One reason is you're never 100% sure what you're going to be able to give. You plan to be able to give out a certain number of levels.
Sure. Yep.
But actually you don't know. And because of, and all that 0.99 stuff as well. So you kind of wait until quite close to the end, because what you want to be able to do is not only up some of the characters you've leveled, say to 40 or 45 or whatever in the middle, but you also want to be able to create characters fresh. So there is a point where you kind of think to yourself, I should wait because I may want a paladin at that stage, or I might, you know, I don't know. But there's some.
You want to know what your total number is and figure out how to spread that out rather than guess pass by through.
And also, as I mentioned last week, there's no way of telling how many levels, unless you spreadsheet it up, how many levels you've given and who's got them and who can now. Because once a character receives levels down the chain, they can then give levels further down the chain. So it's a whole
chain reaction.
Yes. Of course, exactly. What a great song. But also, you want to sit that in there? Chain reaction. Well, it's the point of system. So. Very good. Good film as well. Beverly Hills Cop. Anyway, that's beside the point. But of course, the main reason is because you want to stand in the middle of your major city, Stormwind or Orgrimmar, and you want to give out copious amounts of levels while you dance. And you don't want people just to go, oh, he's dinged once. You want them going 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60.
He's hacked the game. You cheater. Hacker.
You just have to stand on this particular spot in the middle of your city and dance, and you'll get those levels, my friend. There's people going around. Or, actually, weirdly enough, and I don't know why it happens, it always seems to be about this time of year that I'm about to give levels out, around the Hallow's End time of year. And one thing I did, I think it may have been the first or the second time I gave recruit friend levels, was try to explain to people that it would only happen if they used the ghost wand on themselves.
Oh, brilliant.
And there were, and I, no joke, there are people in trade going, 50 gold for somebody to use the ghost wand on me.
Oh, is that? Great.
And maybe that's why I've been punished.
Yeah, maybe. All those karma. Damn you, karma.
But you, were smart.
You need to start a new sitcom and call it My Name is Jeppy.
My name is Jeppy. But they didn't end and you never found out. Anyway, don't worry. You were quite smart, actually. You said, don't think about all what you've lost. Don't think about the 320 levels.
Yeah,
don't worry. Hundreds of levels that you lost, or the fact that you could have gone to 85, or the fact that you are now the king of all noobs. Think of the fact that you've now got two teams at level 80.
Exactly right.
You've got teams of 40s.
And you've got druids. 3 months awesome. Worth of awesome fun under your belt.
Well, 2 weeks of ridiculously hellish trying to catch up because I never used the 3 months like I was supposed to. But also, all the levels that I've been able to give, all the guild XP I've been able to contribute towards, that's not a knife. And,
that's it.
You know. But
we're almost level 20
all I can
now.
Think of is all that I've lost. No, you're right, but you're right. Now, there's a slight problem now, which I will explain to you. As I mentioned, the reason I had the 4th of November in my mind was my time on my accounts was due to run out then, because I got spares cards and I also bought a 3 month pack subscriptions and so forth. All my accounts are running out in the next few days.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they run everything but my main account where White is, and I think the account where I copied over my level 90 mage from Irvington to Airy Peak have run out. There's only two accounts which are currently live, and I think they run out in the next couple of days.
The question is,
do I say to myself, well, actually, there's quite a few things coming together at the same time. There's the Wrath debacle.
Hmm.
There's the pain and suffering that it has caused. There's the fact that I'm about to be WoW-less account-wise in the next couple of days. And I'm also due to go in for a short stint, less than a week, hopefully, into hospital. So, obviously, I'm not stupid enough to go and do any resubbing at the moment because I'm going to be away for at least a week.
Right.
While I'm lying there being poked and prodded, do I think to myself, well, that's it. I've had enough of WoW.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
I've had enough of WoW.
No.
It's a tough decision, but it's one that I'm going to have to face while I lie there, staring at the ceiling.
You're going to be lying there thinking, I can't wait for the Warlords of Draenor to come out.
Because the other thing is that those two accounts that I used as recruiter friend are now relatively redundant. Although they are on my main battle.net, which is very, 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 very annoying.
Why is that annoying?
It's annoying because you only get 8 slots and I've taken 2 of them and pissed them off.
Okay.
And I went to all that kerfuffle to try and get those slots freed up so I could do a group for anything.
Yeah.
So what I would have to do, this is, financially speaking, this is the suicidal mission that I'd have to go through. I would have to, if I really wanted to continue playing WoW to any level of significance, I'd have to transfer off the 2 hunters onto my 2 proper live accounts that I normally have live all the time.
Right.
And the warlocks as well, I would say. all on, obviously still all on AOP, no faction changes, just a sheer transfer. Because you actually have to, which is ridiculous to me, but you have to pay to move your characters between your BattleNet accounts.
Seriously?
Yeah.
What do they charge for that?
$25.
$25 to move it to another account that you own?
I know.
Tell me about robbery.
That's just typing in a different number. And I don't think they even do that. I think it's all automated. Anyway, yes, it absolutely guts me that I have to do that. But the other alternative is to not only keep those redundant accounts running, but they also aren't pandered up.
Oh.
So the choice would be to be stripped off another $15 a month twice that I don't really want to be spending, $30 a month, and whatever it costs now to pander them up. So, I don't know. So I have a lot to think about.
$100 just to move four toons to another account is a
kicker.
It's a
mate.
Kicker. It's digging deep into the pockets there, mate.
I don't know if you noticed, but we're getting close to Christmas. Yeah. and there's some speculation that I have to spend money on the kids.
What? You've done that. You've bought them presents all the way that they've grown up. Isn't it time that they turn around and start you buying presents of 90-day WoW game cards?
It's daddy's time. Yeah. I'll try that, shall I? Not only will I have the psychological pain that I've just gone through, but I'll have physical pain as well, as they black my eyes and kick my teeth. But it's been, apart from that, it's been a great week, mate.
Well, glad to hear it.
That, you know, if you'd have been speaking to me on Saturday when this realization dawned, this would be a very, very somber conversation. Mm. I have had a couple of days to sit back and just laugh at myself. Say, oh, that's Jeffy.
What a silly sausage.
Mm. So, not a great end to Raph, but, assume that I ever come back to WoW. I do have the potential to go from 80 to 90 over on Eric Peak with Warlocks and Hunters.
Oh, dear.
So, how's your week been?
Well, makes my week seem absolutely splendid.
Anything you did that didn't involve you being a complete and utter noob is just gold.
Right. So, okay, well, I'm...
Will you set the bar low?
I'm full of gold then. So, unlike you, where you've probably put on a total of about 500 levels in the last week, I put on a total of one. And my monk ding 90.
Yay! But you said it's a distant one.
Yeah.
Not like.
Yeah, it was, you know, that good level. The one where your experience bar disappears, which gave me quintessential quintet on my second account.
Oh, yeah, of course. Different battle nets.
Yeah, different battle nets. So now I've got my 1090s. Cranking them out.
Yeah, you got your five. You got your quintessential over on your other account.
Yeah, yeah. So both of them, I got quintessential quintet now. Five different classes, level to 90.
Is there anything above that?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah, it should be. I think you should definitely get something super, super, super special if you get all 11 classes.
Yeah, maybe. A trio of druids. Maybe if you get something for leveling three druids to 90. I think that would be a good thing.
No. I don't think you should get anything for that.
I only got a couple of levels to go, and then I'll have three druids to 90.
Nah.
Seems like a great idea to me.
It annoys me because there are certain events in the game that are shouted and screamed from all over your main city. There's one, I don't know who it is, some dude you kill, and there's all these flashy lights and lots of things floating around. Your name's in lights. I can't remember which one that was. And there's one where a dragon's head gets stuck on a pole. And
mm-hmm.
There's a couple of those where the entire place knows that you've gone and done it.
Yep.
Now, I think if you get 11 characters to 90 on the same account or the same battle net.
Yeah, that's pretty special.
I want to hear a freaking horn.
Yeah.
I want to hear some tooting. You know, I want to hear some tooting when I hit the gold cap.
Well, what no, don't know about that. I think you want to keep that.
You want to keep that
Yeah. otherwise, you're going to get quite a few more friends.
Maybe you can tick a box which says no publicity.
Keep like the paparazzi away. Yeah, so that was pretty good. So my monks now has wandered down to the Timeless Isle and is happily running around opening crates.
Oh, yeah, of course. Not that she actually, of 90 now.
Not that she needs any crates because my from last week, you know, my banking bank is chock-a-block full of them and could probably just gear straight from there. But
that's leather, is it?
Yeah. Intellect.
Yeah, that's quite leather, a bit of leather.
Yeah. So I'll be running around doing that, and she's at so when she hit level 90, she was eye level 417. So I'll be interested to see how high she can get from all the timeless gear, and hopefully a couple of burdens. See how we go.
We can get at least one.
Yeah, I'll be guaranteed one for sure. Hopefully some more. See how my luck
holds out. Then on to legendary.
Yeah, no. No. Well, all my goal for her is to get into some sort of raid, whether it's LFR or Flex or whatever, and heal on a monk in a raid, and then this will be the first expansion where I have maxed leveled every healing class and healed it in a raid.
Yeah. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, so that's that's my mini goal. So that I think that's at this point a fairly easy goal to achieve.
You get your 496 and get into Siege of Agrimmar.
Yeah. I mean, and really, that shouldn't be hard. Well, I don't know if I get 496. I've got my, because of course I've got my Headless Horseman ring. So that's one ring is 470. Yeah, so I've got that. And I've got I've still got my inscription staff, which is only a 476, but still, 476 for a fresh 90s, pretty good weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be sniffed at.
Exactly. So I've done some. Sorry.
What's this monk called? Is this Ash Monk?
This is Ash Monk. Yep. Very very well thought out naming structure there. So.
Do you know what's really creepy is that Ash is an anagram of Shah.
Yeah. Shh.
Yeah.
I think you called it,
mate. Yeah. I think you called it when you started using Ash.
Ash, that's it. The reverse of me. It was all over Pandaria.
Well, it's not the reverse, but yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah. So I've done some old world stuff. Old world? Some way back machine stuff this week. I've done some your old... For the Horde runs, or as in AIE, we like to call it Coop, Creamy Orange Otterpop, where we can say hello to all the Alliance towns and can give all their
pillage
their kings a bit of a whack about the head. Say hello, we're AIE, how you doing? And there was not much.
You're going to more
mate.
Than one team 40. There must be more than one team.
It's faction. The raid leaders. The city kings leaders are now faction tapped. So it used to be that if you wanted to get the achievement, you needed to be in the raid that actually tapped them.
But, okay.
Now they're faction tapped. So as long as you're there helping out, you can get your bear for killing the four of them or take your BB gun from a previous Winter's Vale and get the BB King achievement as well.
Yeah.
Lots of fun to be had. That was very...
It is timey-wimey.
Yeah, very well orchestrated. And I think now that, you know, when Pandaria first came out, doing that was really tough, given the health of the kings. But nowadays it's not particularly difficult, and we didn't meet that much resistance. There was a token resistance in Stormwind, but that was about it. Everywhere else, we just...
I don't think they care, do they?
Nah, Watson, you know, they go, look, there's about 100 of them. We haven't got a chance. So.
And the king's not very beloved. It's not like...
So that was a lot of fun. And also did heroic Ice Crown Citadel.
What?
Yeah, 25-man heroic Ice Crown Citadel because a couple of the guys were working on the legendary chain to get Shadow Morn.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So rocked it in there and had really no feel for how challenging it was going to be. Yeah, 25-man heroic ICC. Because I've been in there with Clown of Darkness, and, you know, there's only, you know, 12 or so of us doing 25-man normal. And, you know, the majority of them aren't raiders, and it was still, yeah, we got through it, but it wasn't like we could just stand there and do nothing.
No, we had to do that bit.
Well, I'll tell you what, mate. With a team of, I think there was maybe 13, 14 of us. And this is the pretty much the same team that I've been doing flex raiding with. So they're all, yeah, reasonably Siege of Orgrimmar geared out. I'll skip to the end, give you an idea of the sort of difficulty we were having with the bosses. Basically, we pulled the Lich King, stood in the middle, and... didn't move an inch. And I think it was Roe who, yeah, at 10%, yeah, the Lich King just does a huge amount of damage and kills us all.
Yep.
Yeah, well, Roe survived.
No. That wasn't supposed to happen.
So, yeah, the fight took about, I'd have to say about 15 seconds. It just went down like a sack of sponge.
Jeez.
So we just tore through that. We did the whole thing in a little bit over an hour, I guess, to do the whole of ICC heroic 25 men. So
that was that's on farm.
Pretty epic. Yeah, that's pretty darn epic. But a lot of fun nonetheless. Great bunch of guys and fun going through that old stuff and being able to. Yeah, to say that you completely ignore mechanics kind of understates the ease with which you tear through that. But still, you know, lots of achievements because I hadn't done any of that 25-man heroic, so there's, you know, lots of achievements to be had for that. So that was cool. Yeah.
Worth doing. But
yeah, 15 definitely worth doing. Is worth it.
I'm trying to think how that would compare.
It's a bit hard to emphasize the ease with which you tear through stuff. You have to experience it. It's pretty fun.
I mean, at this stage now, that's a redundant dungeon,
didn't it? Oh, yeah. I'm sure Death Knights are soloing it every week.
I have seen solo fights. Mm. Well, they're not easy, though. I mean, they're standing toe to toe for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
So it's not.
Yeah, for sure.
And that obviously didn't get to the stage where I think people were being picked up and dropped off the ledge or just didn't get
there was no defile. There was no time for Valkyries to come down. He stands in the middle and does his big AOE and the balls come out and does lots of damage. We just ignored that and, you know, absorbed the damage. I was the healer. I don't think I had to actually do any healing at all the entire dungeon. It was crazy.
They've declawed him.
So yeah, yeah.
No longer the dude he was.
But
I wonder if at some stage they will have to go back and say, we need to make this uber heroic or, you know, I don't know what, legendary or something.
Because it's a great fight and you can still get legendary from it. That's the kind of thing you'd like to see. Still available to do with, you know, some level of actual gameplay in it rather than just tearing through it.
Maybe sort of a reverse of flex where it gears up, goes upwards to the, you know, not only the number of people but the quality of their gear and stuff.
That would be a lot of fun. So the Darkmoon Fair is back on this week, as we noted last week. I rocked then out to the Darkmoon Fair and bought myself a couple of the Darkmoon Fair top hats.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which are the items that increase your rep and experience. And I think I'd collected 10 or 11 of those eggs from Hulon that give you Cloud Serpent's rep. So Shay bought a couple of the top hats, collected my eggs, went out to the Arboretum, stuck on my top hat, and started handing in the eggs. And I went from... Shay was only 2,000 into friendly with the Cloud Serpents, handed in my eggs, and she's now nearly 11,000 into revered.
Cool. So... You've now proven that top hat works on that particular hand.
Top hat, very well worth the 10 tickets for purchase. And it was also...
Sounds like it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was also... on my monk, I was approaching level 90 and I just wanted to get there and run a couple of dungeons. And you don't get a huge amount of XP in dungeons. And I've been leveling some of the marionettes from Day of the Dead. So I bought a couple of top hats on my monk and put those on as well. So you got the monk buff, the top hat, rested XP and, you know, getting 200,000 plus XP for a Pandaria pet tamer. And leveling up my marionettes at the same time. And, pretty much tore through the second half of 89 on my monk. But the sad thing was I just put on a top hat and did a couple of pet fights and I needed to go AFK. And I thought, I'll just log out, save my top hat. So I logged out, came back in a couple of hours later, logged back in, top hat gone.
Oh.
Gone. So it... keeps ticking down, even when you're logged out.
I wish they would just standardize that.
Yeah.
Something's ticked down.
Very annoying.
I'll tell you how I know what's so annoying about that is that a lot of the things that you get, like for during the Hallow's End, you get turned into stuff.
Yep.
Which I hate. I absolutely freaking hate that. Some of them will let you get on the mount, some of them won't. I don't know. Anyway, it's a real nightmare. Now, during Hallow's End, there's a few characters I go back to revisit that I haven't seen since last Hallow's End. Because, there's stuff to get, and I might as well get a bit of candy.
You're in a ghost costume. You got a bunch of wands.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it's still ticking away. It's been a year. And it's still at 52 minutes or whatever the freaking thing was. Because last time I logged in to get it, it was that as well.
That's awesome.
How many of those marionettes did you end up getting?
So I got it on all of my high level toons, so that's 10 plus I've got 3 on Airy Peak and then probably half a dozen low level toons, so probably close to 20, I'd say.
20, because there was a chunk of gold as well, wasn't there, with the actual quest, like 19 gold as well.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. I was just so excited to see that the marionettes were easy to get. B, that you can get more than one and cage them.
I know. Yeah. That doesn't seem like a very smart move on Blizzard's part.
For a pet that's available for like a day and a half a year, if you didn't get to log in and do that, then to the people that collected a bunch of those are going to be on a good wicket, I'm tipping.
Well, I got 68 of them.
68?
Yeah. In my anger and impotent rage at my noobishness, I said, sod it, I'm getting my own. This is where I make my money. And I just logged into every single character. The only annoying thing was that when I first read it, I was like, geez, because a lot of my characters are blood elves and they're all over the place.
Mm.
When it said, you have to go back to your races, home city, I was like, sod city. This. Yeah.
I'm like a silver moon.
silver moon. Nobody goes there. But then I read, you can get to Dalaran,
Or sorted.
Or what the other place? I didn't even bother with Shadow. Yep. But Dalaran's fantastic.
Yeah.
out the portal, down the road. It's the smallest cemetery I've ever seen in my life. There's hardly a bit of grass to dance.
Didn't even know it was a cemetery. I just thought it was a grassy patch beside the tower there.
Having been to the Stormwind one, which is, I don't know. Have you seen that before?
I didn't even know it was there. I looked it up and took out, because I had a couple of low level tunes and rocked up out there.
So I'm sure it used to be the one out near Goldshire.
That's why I expected that I had to go.
And I think the lady was actually there, wasn't she? You could dance there.
Oh,
she was there?
Yep. Okay. Yep. Yeah. Got me achievement there.
So I'm going, I'm triple boxing people out there. I've got mages working around the clock to get everybody to Dalaran. I'm bringing people off the Timeless Isle. It's an absolute conveyor belt. I'm using the triple box. Actually, at one stage I was quin boxing. I had five going, slash dance, sensitive to all the things. All the dancing goes off at the same time. The achievement flashes up five times. It was an absolute. It did make me feel a little bit better. And then, of course, what I had to cage. You can only cage three of them.
Yeah.
At any one time. So you have to learn free, cage all free, send them somewhere. It was a whole thing.
Well done.
It was quite a production. And also I found out, and I'm sure everybody else found out this as well, is that I looked at, you've got to get flour and milk and stuff like that. And then your character has to be at least level one to get the cooking, learn the cook for the bread. But the bread is not soulbound.
No. So. But you can't mail it.
You can't mail it. Mm. But you can have one tune stood in the Dalaran graveyard handing it out as people arrive.
Yeah.
That's what I did. I had one dude there. He was the bread man. He had like 600 loaves of him. People would arrive, he'd hand out their loaves, they'd go buy their flour, they'd do their flour, they'd do their dance, they'd chuck in the bread, they'd be gone. But what I thought I'd do is I don't know if there's anybody among our little group of people that missed it. I can't imagine there would be, because they're all pretty hard.
Oh, there were.
Well players.
Cowboy and Iceflow missed out, so I sent them
my Cowboy. Okay. Well, I was going to say, I've got loads, so if anybody needs one, just hit me up and I'll send you one. Not
problem. Awesome.
Yeah. So, did you not say you sold a couple as well?
I did sell a couple, yep. But they were just level one greens, so I've converted a couple to blue now and leveling them up. So I'd be interested to see if I can sell a couple of the 25s. And of course, there was also the fact that you couldn't, because a lot of people were going to Dalaran, but you can't buy milk in Dalaran. So some entrepreneurial people, I'm looking at you, Molson, selling milk for like 9 gold for one of those copper milk things.
On the AH?
On the auction house, and people were buying it.
Because
they're too lazy to go back to Orgrimmar and buy some milk.
Oh my God. That
was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
But that's it. I mean, that's where money, that's where profits are made, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, laziness and dumbness of people.
Yeah.
That's where your money comes
from. I don't know where to buy milk. I'll just buy on the auction house.
It's the same time. It's going to happen at Christmas as well.
Oh, yeah.
At Christmas. Yeah, yeah. Everybody does the same thing. You know, eggs and milk.
And up from the. Those things outside of Stormwind, you run around and AoE them and you collect 100 eggs in no time. It's crazy. Crazy stuff.
When I was, I was closing down the two RAF accounts. So I was sending all the stuff they'd got. Each one of them had been skinny and all sorts of other things. So they picked up loads of this crap. Anything like eggs that went straight back to one of the bank characters, you know, all those sort of things that you don't think you're going to necessarily need.
Yep.
But for one time of the year, it all went back. Yeah. All the marionettes that they'd picked up, that obviously they had to go back as well.
Awesome. So the other thing that I wanted to get this week with I took my monk, as I said, out to the Timeless Isle. And one of the things you're doing out there obviously is chasing rares, and there's a lot of running out in the water there, and you've seen people with their rafts and their water striders and everything. And I don't really care about that on most of my tunes because they've all got something. Like, you know, Shao's got the she just uses either water walking potion or the dread steed can actually run on water. But my monk doesn't have anything. My monk's another, you know, slow traveler. So I thought I should get one of these rafts or the water striders and look up what you need for that. You need to be either bloody you need to be revered or exalted with the anglers. And I'm no more than friendly on any of my turns. So I thought, that's all right. I'll just go and crank out my work orders on the tillers. You can't actually get angler's rep and doing work orders for the tillers, unfortunately.
You got a fish.
There's some dailies that you can do. Basically,
it's... Isn't there one where you have to fish up different types of fish and hand them to that peg?
Yeah, so there's three different types of fish you can fish up. And I've spent quite a time fishing in the last few days, and I've fished up two of the tiger gourmet ones, I think it is. And you can only hand in one a day. So, you know, I handed in one and you've got to wait until the next day to hand in the other one, and haven't been able to fish up in the other one. So it's going to be a bit of a slow slog, unfortunately. But it's something I want to do to get exalted with all those factions anyway. So I'll plod along at that. That can be my new daily regime. I'll slot the anglers in there somewhere.
So you'll just do that on your monk now?
I'll do it on Shao. Because I should look that up. I'm assuming that if I get exalted on a Shao and buy the Water Strider, then I can use it on any of my turns.
Yeah. It's not like that. The only thing that I think doesn't let you do that is the old Wormy Dragony thing.
Right.
Although that is a reputation thing, so
yeah,
I'd look it up just to be on the safe side.
That would be disappointing, wouldn't it?
That would be.
Well, I want to get exalted with all of them on a Shao anyway, so I'm going to do it anyway. So,
okay.
At least if I get, even if that's not the case, at least I get a Shao to revered, so I can buy the commendation, and then, you know, my monk will get double rep.
Yeah.
At least the
is that the only fast track accommodation?
As far as I'm aware, if anybody's got any great tips for grinding out angler's rep, I'd love to know about it.
I did catch a couple of those weird looking fish with the exclamation mark on them, and I was like, can't eat them, chuck them back.
Not very tasty.
I've never really got my head around all the reputation stuff. I know that is a significant part of the game, and certainly a significant part early on to get gear and stuff, but.
Yeah, not so much anymore. I guess. It's more of just, an achievement and completionist thing nowadays to finish out those reps. Well, except for things like this, you know, to get your raft or your water strider.
And that water strider is pretty cool looking as well.
Yeah. It does look pretty cool.
Because is the raft only usable in certain places, or is it usable everywhere?
I don't know. I'm assuming it's usable on any water.
But the water strider certainly is. I've seen it legging across all sorts of places.
Yeah. So it's pretty funky. So that's pretty much been my week. Oh, wait. No, it's not.
Wait, there's more.
There's more. But let's slot that into Masterclass.
Let's dive into Masterclass.
Ooh, we had one of those for a while.
Yeah, it's only a short one. We should, I think we should probably, I don't, hold it. I've never... When you first said, we should call this Masterclass, I went, I guess it might grow on me. It hasn't grown on me.
No.
I really don't feel like a Masterclass. But anywho, regardless of that.
So welcome to the section of Shao Talks More Bollocks. Lita, if you can do us a bumper for that, that'd be great.
Bollocks. Here's some more bollocks.
Here's some more bollocks from a shower.
Guess who's got two thumbs and has killed Garrosh? This
I've
guy.
I've got half a thumb.
Congratulations. Finally got around to... completed the SOO raid. I haven't actually completed it because like the second quarter, I don't seem to be able to get into an LFR where they're working on the first or the second boss in the last quarter. I keep skipping to Garrosh, and I'm like, oh, well, I guess I'm going to kill Garrosh.
And you actually killed him, did you?
No, he doesn't.
You've seen the body, have you?
No, he's not. I shouldn't say killed. I should say defeated.
Defeated Garrosh.
Defeated Garrosh.
Did it feel good?
It felt pretty darn awesome, actually. We only wiped, I think we had 3 stacks of determination.
Okay.
So I don't feel that that's too bad, 7. Given the short number of weeks that that's been out. It's an interesting fight. There's lots of clear and distinct changes in phases and stuff. It's as epic as your Lich King, but still quite a good fight. Thoroughly enjoyed it, and of course that meant that finally, haven't admitted this until now, but I never watched the cutscene. And even though it had been spoiled for me, I got to actually watch the cutscene in the time sequence of me actually defeating him and seeing how Vol'jin gets the mantle of War Chief passed to him.
Are we able to spoil this now?
Sorry. Well, if it hasn't been spoiled for you before now, you must be living under a rock, because I tried really hard for it not to be spoiled for me, but it was spoiled anyway.
It used to annoy me because the same people going, we're obviously not going to spoil it, but it's who we thought it was 3 weeks ago. Yeah. And you think, well, I heard the one 3 weeks ago, and you said who you thought it was going to be, and now I know who it is because you just told me it's the one you called. So you are spoiling it.
Spoiler.
Don't tell me you're not going to spoil it, and then spoil it. Yeah. I don't know.
I
wasn't that bothered.
I don't mean to be racist,
But yeah, yeah, that's right. I don't mean to be sexist, but give me a coffee, babe. it's ridiculous.
That's the Horde side story cutscene. I'm yet to see the Alliance one. I think I'll probably just go and watch that now rather than try and get an Alliance tune all the way through the SOO.
And what is the end game? I know that there's the project going on over on Airy Peak. And slowly but surely the levels are going up. I think it's 45, is it, this week aiming for?
Yep.
At some stage, you're going to hit 90 in about a year and a half.
Yeah, that's spotted. Yeah.
No, at some stage, you can hit 90.
Mm. We'll keep going at this rate. It's going to be a lot sooner than a year and a half.
No, it's going fast. Mm. But does it end there? Or do you then go on to the new expansion with Airy Peak characters, or do you, you know, are you going to be?
Well, it's all outlined in great level of detail in the That's Not Enough wiki. There's a time frame and a definite plan. And no, mate, we're winging it. We got no idea.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, it didn't seem like there might be a wiki.
Yeah, I got no idea. But that'd be a hell of fun to actually to do that, to take a turn and, you know, start at one and go all the way through and do all of the content.
Because at some stage, and we have BlizzCon about to smack us in the teeth on the horizon, which sadly I'm going to miss, which is really quite annoying as well. But anyway, BlizzCon comes along. Hopefully they start to spill the beans on the new expansion. I think the
new expansion.
Well, this seems to be the way they're going. I mean, the real gutting thing will be when they go, oh, no, not this BlizzCon. we haven't got one. Sorry.
Come back next year. Oh, wait. There won't be a BlizzCon next year. We're doing it every 2 years now. We'll announce the expansion in 2015.
Well, they'll launch it at the European BlizzCon, surely. which they must have to do at some stage. Mm. Or the Australian one, even more.
Oh, that'll be likely. Better. Announce it at the Australian BlizzCon in, I should be free about March. March would be good. Come down and do it.
But there's going to be an expansion. I would say, best will in the world, we're not going to see it any time. I don't know. What are they talking? What are they saying? Are they going to go, expansion will be here by Christmas? Of course they're not. They're
no.
It's going to be a chunk of time. There's no more 5-point anythings.
Well,
less
really?
Than 5.41. Well, there's no end game now, is there?
So the end game has played out. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're not going to release more patches.
Yeah, patches, bug fixes, but surely not going to be any major content patches.
Well, what do you
think? I think they've hinted that they're not going to do any more major content after Siege of Orgrimmar. I thought that was the case, that the 5 point, an actual 0.4, an actual 0.5 or 0.6 was not likely to happen. There might be 5.42 and 5.43 or whatever. Add a bit of RAF stuff, or add a bit of this, a bit of that. But
I mean, best guess, I can't imagine that the expansion is any closer than 9 to 12 months away.
Which is crazy.
We're not going to run now? On this content for another 9 to 12 months. They've got to give us something.
Aren't we? It sounds a heck of a lot like what happened last time. Wasn't that some serious
chunk? Yeah, I have to go back and look. It was. It did feel long.
Yeah. That's what she said. I'm going to give up. It did feel long. But it so long, in fact, that that's when I started focusing on the gold making, all the other things that were completely unrelated to getting anything.
Well, that's what you do at the end of an expansion, isn't it? You work on the achievements and the gold making and leveling up alts and doing all that other stuff. But still, 9 to 12 months, that's...
That seems too long. That seems. I was thinking about this the other day. The PlayStation 4 and the Xbox, Lord knows why it's called it, but the Xbox One,
yep,
are due out very soon, I believe.
Mm. Yep.
Now, as far as I can tell, they only announced it a matter of months ago. At least the actual final product.
Yeah.
There was rumors about it for ages and ages. What if Blizzard has been beavering away? And they have an expansion pretty much ready to go.
Whoa.
BlizzCon hits, boom. Now if they did that, I reckon they'd be laughing all the way to the bank.
Well, they would be. But I mean,
are not going to hang around for 9 months.
No, I mean, it'd never happen. I mean, Blizzard leaks like a sieve. There's no way that they could have developed an expansion and it not leak. Can't see.
There must be some way into it. I can't imagine that, you know, whatever. And we should say there's been a rumor that it's now called, what is it,
Warlords of Draenor.
Or WOD, as it's sadly acronyms down to. I can't see 12 more months of Pandaland. I just can't see it. I just can't. I can't see 9 months. I can barely see 3 months of Pandaland
Easily three to 6 months.
Oh, they're going to lose a chunk. Sure, they're going to lose a chunk of subscribers.
Oh, yeah. Of course they will. They always do. And they're just betting on people coming back when they finally get around to the next expansion.
To the Draenor. Which does lead us to believe it is, as a lot of people have surmised, something to do with the Burning Legion and the return of the Burning Legion.
Right.
Which actually, having gone through Outland again recently with the Recruit Friends stuff, I quite enjoyed that storyline. Everybody cringes, I think, when they say, oh, God, I've got to go for the freaking portal now. I'm going to do Outland. But I enjoyed Outland far more than I could honestly say I enjoyed whatever comes next, Northrend. I'm not sure why, but I don't know. Yeah. I did enjoy it a lot.
I think I did too.
It seemed more concise, more story.
I think it's because we had to wait for it for so long. It felt like we were in vanilla for so long. And it was finally, you know, it was that first expansion. It was that first breakaway, first time we got to fly.
Yes, yeah.
Mm.
And the achievement of flying on Airy Peak compared to the relative simplicity over on Oven Ring where there's a ton of gold. For the first team, I had to really scrimp and scrape to get together the amount of money necessary to buy the 50 gold or whatever it was.
Yep.
No, it's actually more than that. It's like 400% gold. It was, you know, that gave it even more of a I'm trying to think of the word I'm looking for, I guess, epic feel when you take into the air for the first time on a new set of tunes.
Yeah, for sure.
And even more so now that I've got the big old Sky Golem.
Oh, yeah.
That's fantastic. That's the best thing ever. Have you been down to Stranglethorn lately?
No. Northern Stranglethorn. I've dabbled a bit around Northern Stranglethorn.
Yeah. Well, up there, there's this whole goblin thing going on. They're doing something to the water, and they're messing about over there. And there's geologists and all sorts of other things. And I swear, there's inanimate sky golems there.
Oh, really?
Or something very, very similar.
No?
Yeah, if you look around, I'll take a screenshot next time.
Okay.
But yeah, it's like somebody's fallen out of the sky golem and just left it there.
Cool. Maybe that's where they pinched the model from.
I guess so. Yeah. It does look like one of those sort of things you pick up and move around in various PvP zones. You know, like the PvP stuff, you have to move a certain number of them to the guy. Looks a little bit like that. A little bit. And then you add a bit more goth to it, a bit more gothic.
In Grizzly Hills.
And then stick a face on it. And a proper canopy. Yeah, and it's your Sky Golem, basically.
Very cool.
But I love that. I love flying around on the Sky Golem.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still loving my Sky Golem, and I love it when you're just standing around waiting for Hulon to spawn or whatever, and you do the jump, and he puts his little jets down, and he kind of hovers there.
He's a little bit. This guy, I keep saying he as if he's animate, but he does stuff on his own, which is a little bit annoying when you're trying to. I was trying to take a photo or take a screenshot of them all stood together.
Yeah.
And he kind of goes off. His head starts spinning, and he flies off. Sod off! What are you doing? Stay where you are. He's a little bit of fidgeting.
Crazy goblin machines. These goblins are like that.
But certainly worth the. If you're going to make, you have to make one, make one. If you're going to be able to buy one.
No, for sure. Yep.
I'm assuming I ever come back to WoW. I'm going to herbal one. I'm going to. Do my herbalist, obviously, by the Sky Golem.
Well, I need to. My monk's profession's non-existent, so maybe I'll pick up herbalism on my monk. You can be a golem farmer.
Yeah, sounds it'd be like interesting fun. To see a mass of Sky Golems racing towards certain herbs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd probably make him a herbalist alchemist because everybody needs 4 or 5 alchemists, don't they?
Definitely.
Gotta love those transmute alchemists.
Yep, that's where the money is.
Yeah, Zachary.
When I was transferring money over from Urban Ring to Airy Peak, like I said, I bought a couple of Sky Golems, but I also loaded up on Living Steel because it's a sure seller.
Mm.
You know, they go as fast as you can see.
Oh, the belt buckles sell as fast as you can stick them up there.
Yeah, so, you know, just there's quite a bit of stuff like that if you want to take over more.
I think especially right now because the Sky Golem and Pierre and Rascal Butt, there's a very high demand for the steel.
Oh, I want that Rascal Butt.
Yeah. He's cute.
He is, and I love the Bad Robot TV shows.
Yep.
Bad Robot.
It's time for New
Treat.
So I'd say we could do a bit of Noob to Leet, but it sounds to me like you weren't too leet this week, and there was probably a bit of overflow of Noob.
Let's be honest, a couple of weeks so far, the last few weeks, you've been pretty noobish.
Yeah.
May I say the word copper bot? But nothing is ever going to top. At least I hope not. I can't imagine what
I'd have to, imagine the mistakes I'd have to make for me to Yeah. Something that bad.
You are completely in credit at the moment as far as New Visioners goes. You've got well in the black and I'm well in the red. Yeah.
I don't think you actually did anything that was extremely noobish this week.
Well, of course you couldn't, because there was no more noob available. I took all the noob, not just from you.
The quota has all been taken up.
From 7.5 million other players. 7.5 million other players are like, geez, I played really well this week.
I've had a great week.
7.4999 or whatever it is. I was saying, geez, I've had a really good week. I've done nothing scrub-like or noob-like. I wonder who got all that noob. And it was me. I did it. I took it for them.
Oh, fair enough.
I suffered for their sins.
So my baby warlock has now caught up. Well, your mage, I don't know where you may always say caught up to your mage. Your mage is probably nowhere near there right now. My baby warlock is now 40. So what have you got that's around 40 that you can
I'm looking at a couple of 40, 43, I think.
Okay.
43, maybe a 42, I want to say druid. 30, still a 30 warlock.
Well, I'm surprised you didn't have 30 or so levels to hand out to that to bump it up, mate.
Oh.
Sorry. Too soon?
It's a lie.
Too soon?
Too soon? When we're doing episode 99,
okay.
And you bring it up, that'll still be too soon.
I'll make a note.
I tell you what, you can have a little crack at that episode 100 treat, as a milestone treat.
Milestone treat. Sounds good. I love it.
That's assuming that, of course, you're not going to be really, really kind and chuck me all those battle chests that you have sat under your bed and let me do a bit new Wrath again. I don't know. Actually, I don't think I'll ever touch Wrath ever again. The thing that
85 is not going to happen. 85.
I know. But also, if it turns out that I'm not able to use my old Wrath gifts in order to get all this new stuff, I'm going to have to do it for the pet, for the extra pets, and maybe the mount.
So
it's in Blizzard's hands. They're probably sitting there thinking, I wonder if we should give the gifts to those people that still have gifts to give. And then they hear this and they go, oh, well, Jeffy won't come back to Wrath if we do that. We better scrap that idea.
Well, flip side, if they don't, then you might not come back at all. So you better bloody do it.
Exactly. Exactly. This next week is going to be a crossroads between whether I decide to come back to WoW or I decide that my life as a couch potato should take on its full force and I should sit watching TV and do that.
No, you're going to hear the news from BlizzCon and you're going to be resubbing faster than you can possibly type.
If I hear the news from BlizzCon that they're expecting to have this expansion out this time next year, I'll resub this time next year.
Don't really
like actually,
that.
We completely got off track. I know we got completely off track because what I was going to say is that at some stage when the new expansion comes out, you're going to have 90 Alliance and you're going to have 90 Horde.
Yep.
I don't know what you had previous expansions, whether you had capped Horde and Alliance at the same time.
No, I didn't.
But a decision will have to be made about what you go for first. Whether you go for That's Not a Knife level 90s or AIE Cloud of Darkness level 90s.
I'd have to grow a lot more attached to my Alliance turns before they had any sort of influence on the Horde side, mate.
Still not loving the Alliance side.
No, I'm enjoying it. It's thoroughly enjoyable, but I still just consider it as a little side project.
See, I came from, I've mentioned this 1,000,000,000,000 times before, but I came from Alliance.
Oh,
and
we all?
I'm really enjoying, I guess you broke away, you got out of that particular cult way quicker than I did, I think. I was there for quite some time, sipping the Kool-Aid. But I'm kind of really liking the Alliance side. I really do. I really am up until recently. But I really have been enjoying leveling through the Alliance stuff. Dang, I don't know why.
Yeah, I do have to say that a lot of the dungeons where, if there's only been three or four of us on and we queue up with three or four and pug one or two people, on the whole, they've actually been really good experiences.
Yeah, what's all that about?
I don't know. Crazy talk. But what I wanted to, the reason I did bring up Noob to Elite is something that I meant to bring up the last couple of weeks and I kept forgetting. Something I've noticed on my low-level toons, and I don't know whether it hasn't been that long since I leveled up low-level toons, and I'm sure I've had scrolling combat text and all that kind of stuff on. But I've noticed that I'm missing a lot.
And yeah.
I'm wondering whether they've changed something with hit being more required now for toons as they level. I mean, and it used to be that I would never, ever worry, put the first thought into getting any gear with hit or looking at maxing out my hit cap until I hit level cap. But now, like, I'll go into a fight on my warlock and I'll go conflag, miss, rain of fire, miss. And I was like, what the hell? It seems like I'm missing like 20 to 30%.
But I find I'm missing out in the world as well.
Yeah.
I can kind of see it in a dungeon because the level of a boss. Oh,
the mobs whatever. Might be higher. But yeah, I mean, this isn't even bosses. This is just, you know, trash.
Yeah. No, I have noticed a lot of missing. I mean, when you've got three characters, it doesn't make a huge difference because one of them's going to hit.
Right.
So it's not hampering me, but I can certainly see it as a solo player that you're missing.
And I think a lot of that was what is hampering my DPS on Demonology. Because you've got such long casts. I mean, who wants to do a bloody 4-second cast only for it to miss?
No, that's right.
So I think that's got a lot to do with it. So I'm wondering whether they have actually changed some mechanic with hit and whether you do need to focus on hit more now as you're leveling.
Are you seeing a lot of hit? I'm not seeing a lot of hit gear.
I've seen a bit. Not a huge amount. More on agility gear. You don't see a lot of intellect and hit.
No.
Stuff like that.
But although if they have changed that, that's a big thing, I think.
Yeah.
Yes, it does gear you up to be ready for higher dungeons.
Yeah, I think the other thing that probably comes into play, because I quite regularly level toons that are dual-spec DPS healers, and most of those classes, like your priest, your druid, your shaman, I'm pretty sure they all have a talent or a passive spell that when you're in DPS spec converts any spirit into hit.
Yeah.
So if you're actually wearing spirit gear, you do have a reasonable amount of hit. Whereas on your mage and your warlock, having gear with spirit on them does nothing for your hit. And if you're not equipping gear that's got hit on it, then you're gonna miss. But so a bit puzzled and frustrated by that. So I mean, now that I've 40s kind of feels like a bit of a milestone. And I'm a tailor, so I'm going to level up my tailoring and see if I can't make some gear or get some gear that's got hit on it and just see how much of a difference it makes.
Yeah, because you said to me, didn't you, after we came out of that last dungeon we did, you need to get some more hit.
Yeah.
So I must be missed.
Yeah. Definitely.
I don't like it.
It's not a huge issue while you're leveling. It's more just, you know, I don't like missing. So I'm casting spells. You want them all to hit.
Well, if I'm casting spells or I'm shooting from a distance, I can understand hit. But when I stood up right up against something and I've got a sword and I smack him in the mouth with it and I miss, somebody needs to go back to Northshire, back to the starting zone and re-understand how melee works. Because if I'm missing something that's probably about 50 times the size of me and I'm missing, you know, I don't need hit, I need glasses. Because it's crazy, you know. Or even if you're a hunter and you're coming right up against it, because now there's no gap where you can fire from.
Yeah, no dead
spot. I've got it pressed against his head.
That's right.
Miss.
Point
really?
Blank range.
I'd have taken his head off. It's ridiculous.
Where's the blood splatters? And I mean, maybe that's why warriors are so OP, or melee classes, because they're not spending cast times on spells.
No.
So, even if they've got to hit three times, it's like hit, hit, hit. And even if one of those misses, it's still in a short period of time and they're doing more damage. Warriors are absolutely crazy, mate. I'm not a fan, as you quite, only too well. Not a fan of playing melee, but with the warriors that I'm seeing, and Clegalis is playing a warrior tank. He's leveling. He's our tank when our little is, and even a warrior tank is just killing the DPS in terms of the damage done at DPS. I've got a hankering. I've got a very strong hankering, and I seriously think that the next tune that I'm going to level is going to be a warrior.
Have you got any warriors tonight?
Yeah. Well, no. My only warrior that I have on any account is he's in Clan of Darkness actually, and he's level 42, and that's the highest I've ever got a warrior. So my
pain in the ass to level.
Yeah, my only quandary is, well, do I? Because I've really seriously got no idea. Do I delete him and start again and learn it from the get go, or do I try and pick it up at 40 and understand what the hell's going on?
That's a tough one.
And it would have to be a delete because I've got no slots. Well, I guess I could roll them. I guess I could do it on the light side, roll it on Airy Peak.
Yeah,
I would like to have a fully decked out, 11 set on the light side, because I've never maxed every class.
Your only missing class now?
And rogue.
Warrior
and rogue. And my rogue's about the same thing. I think my highest I've ever got a rogue is about 40 as well. Actually, no, 50. In vanilla, I got a rogue to about 50, I think. And they went, bugger this. He can be a bank hole.
I can't. I don't like rogues, although I have got one to 90. But not for any reason other than the fact that I could pet battle and do other things with it.
Right.
So it's not, I mean, although saying that, the rogue, when I went around Timeless Isle, the rogue was one of the ones I enjoyed playing with the most because of the fact that he was just hiding through everything.
Yeah.
Very sneaky.
Yeah, just you get aggro, pull aggro on something, just vanish.
My only missing slots are warrior and monk. I have an 85 warrior, but this is the warrior that I hate the name of. I just can't touch at the moment. But seeing how fantastic warriors are. My very first level 70 was a warrior.
Oh, there you go.
Horn-tash ginger warrior.
Yes, they are seriously rocking at the moment. So apologies to the warriors out there, but chances are, as soon as I start playing a warrior, that's Blizzard's signal to nerf them.
Yeah, nerf them.
Yeah.
Shares playing one.
So I apologize in advance.
I know it sounds silly because actually you won't learn how to use the warrior properly, but if you can dual box, you have a warrior and a ranged, and use the charge to get the warrior into melee position. Basically, your ranged does the shooting, and then you're...
No, I wouldn't do that. I'd probably just follow him around with a healer to try and keep him alive.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah, go that way as well. Yeah. Although they are pretty... They can stand toe-to-toe quite a bit of stuff, warriors. Have you noticed when you got your warlock to 40, you get fail flame?
The fail steed.
No. It's a spell. It's an instant spell which you can use moving. I think it's fail flame.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't actually notice. Oh,
yeah. Because you were talking last week about the massive long cast of the of everything, basically a warlock has. Once you get that fail flame, not only can you use it while you're running towards a mob, which is fantastic, but also it's instant. It's instant cast. So it's like when the mage gets Ice Lance. you've got something which you, not only can you tap a mob, which is quite useful when you're out in the world,
yep.
but you've also got something which you can use running and also not have to stand around and wait.
Okay.
It's not, it doesn't do a massive, obviously, given the fact that it's instant, means it's not going to hit huge DPS, mm-hmm. but it's certainly good for filling in when you're moving.
Bit of a filler.
Awesome. I noticed that when I was saying how easy the hunters were, it's because pretty much everything they fire, unless they're building focus, is instant.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a huge weight. You just use that for focus.
That's right.
Well, once the warlocks got their fell flame, it was like, tum, you know, and they're running. They keep moving all the time. So. They're cutting through the mobs like.
Doesn't tear through your mana?
Oh, yeah. It's certainly taking a chunk of mana off, but the regen of mana is pretty high. So, I mean, you're not going to kill 600 things without having to sit down for a bit.
Right.
But you are going to be able to kill a significant pack without having to necessarily worry about mana loss.
Mm.
Yeah. It's worth checking out.
All right. I will have a play.
Because I do want you to fully experience the demonology spec.
I've got to be honest and say the last few dungeons I've run has been destruction, but now that I'm 40, I'll switch back to demonology for a bit and see if it's made any difference.
Useful to see it at each milestone at 14, 15, 60, see how they compare.
Yep. Have a bit of a play.
Yeah.
So we don't have any Ask A&J this week.
No. But not because we'll just be grumpy anyway. Yeah. I would be.
Bastards. But this is November. And this thing happens in November that I've never participated in, but you have. And I have trouble pronouncing it because it looks like a funny word. But it's the NaNoWriMo.
NaNoWriMo, mate. It's perfect for Australians. I don't know why you have a problem with it. It could actually be the name of your Prime Minister.
Yeah.
And he is Prime Minister NaNoWriMo.
There you go, mate. We just call him Nano, though. He'd just be Nano. So in our little Alliance Guild, our guild leader, Wingy, had a bit of a competition for us last Friday. He wanted us to write a story about a weapon that our little toons had come across and took us out to his little rock island off Westfall somewhere.
Where the what's name is, where the lighthouse is.
kind of out that way, but not actually that island. So I wrote a little story, and I thought I'd read it here, just for the hell of it, since no one else wrote us anything. I'll pretend this is an email. This is an email from me. Look, we've got an email from Asheo, and he's written us a story about a weapon that he found. And this story is entitled Tinkerer Gizlok. Tinkerer Gizlok was his name. It rung in my head like a mantra, over and over and over. It started, completely coincidentally, I'm sure, after I donned the electromagnetic Gigaflux reactivator helm that I looted from Mechgeneer Thermoplug in that hellhole they call Nomragon, or Nomragain, depends where you came from. I must find this Gizlok and kill him with great prejudice, for he holds something that I need and desire greatly, though I know not what it is. Gizlok, 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 the name taunting me, making an abomination of the warlock name. Or maybe that's where it came from, war on the lock. Gizlok, Gizlok, he must die. The pull was strong. Somewhere far south of Darnassus on Kalimdor, I knew I'd find my prize. Down through the dark shore I trekked, lancing creatures to death in my wake, through Ashenvale and climbing high into the Stone Talon Mountains, ignoring the ongoing battle with the horde around me, intently focused on my journey than the spoils of war. Into Desolus, and the voice in my head was at its strongest. Gizlok! 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 Through the desert I strode, till I found the sand-encrusted doors sealing off the secrets of Marauden from the world of Warcraft. Inside, I found other adventurers, and while I loathed to risk them stealing what was rightfully mine, I could see the sense in a temporary party to fight our way through the horrors of the caves. Deeper and deeper we went, the voices in my head screaming in a frenzy so strong I knew that there was nothing that could stop me. Gizlok! 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 Then finally, he was there, right in front of us, his mad goblin eyes glinting and darting in the light of the cave. But that's not what drew my attention. He held it aloft, a sword to best all swords, the glow of its magic dazzling me. Mine! I screamed and charged him in total bloodlust. The party stood somewhat aghast momentarily, then sprang to fight. I glared at them, daring to challenge me for the prize. Mine! I screamed again. Need, need, need! In the end, Gizlok had no chance, no opportunity for escape, and no mercy was shown. The sword clattered to the ground as his cold, dead hand clutched at the fatal wounds. I laughed a manic laugh and reached for the sword, glaring at those around me. They backed away, afraid to even make eye contact. Mine, the inventor's focal sword, my precious. Never shall it leave my side, never. Well, at least until I take off this stupid hat.
Ah. Well,
thank you. Thank you.
Well, that was very good, very good. I wasn't expecting much, to be honest, but that was quite
good. It's actually more challenging than you'd think. I sat there all week and kind of wrote it about an hour before the deadline.
And so, you won.
And I did win. 100 gold. Slap bang.
Oof.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people are going, 100 gold.
100 gold. That was three times my total worth on Airy Peak, so... Much appreciated.
I should also say that we have some very clever, clever, clever people in That's Not a Knife. Because normally a guild will run a competition, it will involve hiding somewhere, or involve running naked across hostile territory. But this is inspired. Wingy has come up with something incredibly artistic, I think, and creative, which is not the sort of thing you would normally find within a guild. So... Hats off to Wingy for the idea.
Yeah.
And I don't want to pick up, you know, everybody is incredibly clever within Guild, but also Clegalis has been working on a little bit of an add-on, which will point out exactly how much XP a mob is going to give you if you kill it.
Yep.
Now, from my point of view, and he is a fellow multi-boxer, that's incredibly useful.
Yeah, especially I have 9-9.
Exactly. Exactly. And now, I haven't got a Danny LaRue or Scooby-Doo how he does that. I know it's...
Well, when you say it fast, it sounds piss easy. You go, oh, just an add-on that tells you how much XP you're going to get. No way. I was having a chat to him in Vent, and my God, the complications and the details of it is unbelievable.
Well, there's always a base XP for your level compared to the mob's level. But there's so many other things that get thrown into the mix.
Who are you partying with? What level are they at?
And he's using it in a multi-boxing context as well. So if there's wrath involved, or if there's a vested XP, or if everybody's got rest and some people haven't got rested, or some dick comes along and tries to help you.
Yep.
So it's a real brainer. And, you know, hats off to him as well for... persevering which is certainly not an easy task. And if I ever do return to WoW, and if I ever do another rep, then I'm going to love that.
I said to him, and I'm sure Jeppy and I would love to beta test to such an add-on.
Yeah.
It would be great.
Yeah.
And my hat's off to all of those, and having written that little story, that didn't take me very long, but hats off to all those that are doing the month of writing for November. It's quite an effort to keep that up for 30 days. And
50,000 words a day.
Yeah.
Is it 50,000 a day? No. That can't be right. Maybe it's 50,000 at the end of the month.
Sounds a lot.
It does sound a lot. Actually, 50,000. No. But in past years, a lot of... you don't really have the opportunity to completely, you don't end up with a finished novel by any stretch, I don't think. I think you'd have to be pretty gifted to be able to do 30 days and end up with something you had to publish. But what you do end up with is a massive amount of ideas, massive amounts of potential stuff that can be turned into something a little bit more special later on. It's good. If you're in any way creative and you fancy a little bit of writing, this is a good time of year to do it. Because not only are you not being forced, but you're being pushed to do a lot more writing than you perhaps normally would. You have a massive support system of people who are doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And there's websites,
it's like trying to go to the gym, you know, by yourself. Unless you've got people that are doing it with you or some other incentive, it's bloody hard to keep it up.
Yeah, definitely. So, definitely worth doing. I mean, we also discussed it just before the show. There's a Nano Podmo, which is the National November Podcast Month, where certain podcasters, and I know that, I've done it in the past as part of the MetaTalks experience.
Right.
And I know that Medros and All Things Azeroth did it in the past, and that's why they're slightly out of control. Wow, so cheated. doing lots of things, doing 30 episodes in 1 month as opposed to 4, most people would normally. That's quite good as well, because it gives you the inspiration to just put out 5-10 minute podcasts. Nothing majorly, I'm trying to think of the word.
Not putting out a 2-hour podcast every day.
No, you certainly have to cut it down to your 5-10 minutes. We tried to do ridiculous amounts. No wonder Larcher went mental. But it gives you a little bit of inspiration just to do 5-10 minute podcasts. Mm. We're already 5 days into November, so.
Not too late to start.
This year.
Get on to it.
Yeah. Again, there's plenty of websites and bits and pieces out there you can look up. Sadly, I've got about 2 hours before I head off for a bit of R&R at the a local, let's say, institution.
Did you manage to get that on island, or you have to
get No, the ferry? I'm on the island. It's on the other side of the island. So that's like a 5-minute walk. But it's a much bigger place than I make
it's
out.
It's about the same size as Gilligan's Island, then.
I can spit on it from here. Mm. What I have been doing, of course, is loading up the old iPad with TV shows.
If only you had the Pet Battles on the iPad.
Oh, Pet Battles or Hearthstone. Then I wouldn't mind.
Yeah. Well, I hope all that goes splendid. And I'm hoping to see you back here next week for episode 10.
10?
Otherwise, it's going to be a very one-sided conversation.
Well, I'll try my best. And I may not necessarily be able to break out by the time you normally record, but I'm sure I'll be able to get here.
I'll courier a mic in there for you.
I tried doing it. I tried doing a call once
from hospital.
A ward. didn't work out very well.
Yeah. Is that because the padded walls absorbed all the sound?
That's right. And the people kept coming in trying to beat me up. What are you telling them? We treat you kindly here.
Good Lord. So until next week, hopefully, when we'll be filled with BlizzCon goodness, it's farewell.
BlizzCon goodness. Farewell.
You've just skipped to the end of WoW Geekly. Well, hopefully you didn't skip all the way and enjoyed something of what we said this week. If so, let us know. If not, let us know that too. How, you ask? Well, you're all clever and discerning people and can probably take a darn good guess, but I'll spell it out anyway. Find us on the interwebs at wowgeekly.com or over on Twitter where, wait for it, at wowgeekly. Follow the lads directly on at Asheo and at LJeppy. Or, if you have a hankering to write us more than 140 characters, email us, wowgeekly@gmail.com. Please subscribe to us on iTunes or Stitcher, or if you're really into oversubscribing, do both.
Upload complete.